study, transgender identifying youth nearly doubled in U.S. by Brecken Eftis on June 26, 2022. The number of America's young people identifying as transgender has almost doubled recently, with citizens ages 13 to 25 accounting for a disproportionate number of that population, according to a new study. The University of California, Los Angeles Law School's Williams Institute conducted a study based on Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, data showing a massive generational shift in those identifying as the opposite gender to which they are born. While only 0.5% of all adults identify as transgender, according to the data, 1.4% of 13 to 17-year-olds identify as transgender as well as 1.3% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Furthermore, while young teenagers represent about 7.6% of the total U.S. population, they also made up about 18% of transgender-identifying youth. Similarly, the 18 to 24-year-old age cohort makes up about 11% of the total U.S. population but represents 24% of the total population identifying as transgender. That sits in stark contrast to the previous iteration of the study, published in 2017, which found only 0.7% of both young adult age groups identifying as transgender, showing transgenderism nearly doubling in commonality. While some pro-gender ideology doctors argue that the increase, at some level, can be attributed to increased social acceptance of the identity, the data also shows the results differentiating state by state, which might suggest a community influence on those who identify as transgender. For example, more conservative-leaning states tend to have lower numbers of persons associating with the transgender identity, whereas more left-leaning states have higher percentages. For example, in the 13 to 17-year-old age cohort, Alabama, 1.08%, Arkansas, 0.88%, Idaho, 0.76%, Missouri, 0.75%, Montana, 0.78%, and Nebraska, 0.94%, have relatively low percentages of transgender-identifying youth and are also conservative-leaning states. On the other hand, in the same age cohort, California, 1.93%, D.C., 2.11%, Hawaii, 2.15%, Maryland, 2.08%, New Mexico, 2.62%, and New York, 3%, all have relatively high percentages of transgender-identifying youth and are left-leaning. New York, New Mexico, Hawaii, D.C., Maryland, Rhode Island, California, Wisconsin, Nevada, Illinois, Connecticut, Maine, Arizona, and Massachusetts were all above the national average. The contrast could potentially be seen in light of the likelihood that each area's youth has been exposed to gender ideology in their schools at a young age. There do appear to be political outliers. However, in Delaware, 0.96%, Florida, 1.32%, Minnesota, 0.94%, Mississippi, 1.2%, and New Jersey, 0.67%. Overall, the study estimates about 1.6 million Americans 13 years old or older identify as transgender. While some doctors on the left advocate for hormone treatments, puberty blockers, and even genital mutilation surgery as the proper avenues for treating young persons who believe they are transgender, a new study suggests that such methods actually spike the already high likelihood of transgender youth suicide. As Breitbart News reported, the report directly challenges claims from pro-transgender clinical organizations, activists, and the Biden administration that puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones reduce suicides of minors who believe they are the opposite sex. The Williams Institute conducted the study using the CDC Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, administered to adults, and its Youth Risk Behavior Survey, administered to high school students. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.